Well, good evening, everyone. My name is Warren Lance, and I want to welcome you to the weekly Take Action Team podcast, where each week, not only do we want to inspire you into taking action, but we really want to give you some tools that you can take away, think about, and actually implement amongst your team. And this evening, oh my goodness, we have an amazing guest joining us, a very successful businessman that tried the product because of the product. It wasn't because of the business, because he was already extremely successful. And what happened in a short period of time, he's only been in Isagenics now 2.5 years. He's gone 5-star Golden Circle. So we're talking in excess of $250,000 a year. And in fact, he created that in his first 12 months, him and his wife. So it is my absolute privilege to bring to the line this evening an individual that is a little bit of an expert in the franchising industry. I mean, he's done some pretty amazing things there. And now he's investing his time and energy into network marketing and absolutely loving it. So it's my privilege to welcome to the line this evening none other than Jimmy Williams. How you doing, Jimmy?
Good, Warren. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. It was such a treat being down at the Australian celebration. I'm sure our listeners can tell you're Aussie. Maybe once we open up in Europe, they might get a little confused. They might think you're a Brit, but we know you're an Aussie, and it was such a treat seeing you and Bernadette and your family. It's always fun hanging out with you guys.
No, it is, mate, and I'm honored that you've asked me to jump on the call and share some of my experience. So hopefully I can help some people out there.
Well, I really think you can, because I think what's so interesting is society around the globe looks at franchising opportunities, whether it's a Subway, whether it's a coffee bean shop, whether like a coffee shop of some sort, whether it's a McDonald's franchise, a Kentucky Fried Chicken, it doesn't matter. People look at the franchising industry as a viable way to get ahead in life, to build your financial freedom through the franchise industry. And that was, I would believe, that was a little bit your belief. I mean, in fact, you built up to over 300 employees. Is that not correct?
Yes, at our biggest, we had 300 staff across 6 different brands at the one time. So it was a way to get ahead for sure.
So like, talk a little bit. Let's before we delve into the network marketing aspect, because I know we're going to really be comparing the two, let's talk a little bit about the franchise industry. How long have you been in it?
So we've been involved in franchising now for over 13 years. Across 6 different brands.
Okay.
And so 6 different brands. And like I said, at our biggest, we had 300 employees. And we were busy. We were, you know, financially, we were okay. We were doing really, really well. But, you know, we had no time.
Okay, so before you delve into that time thing, because we're going there. But what initially enticed you and Bernadette to get involved in franchising? Like, what was the appeal?
Well, we've always had dreams of owning our own business. Especially me, I don't like to be told what to do. And, you know, my strengths were Bernadette's weaknesses and her weaknesses were my strengths. So we really seen franchising as a way of, because we'd never been in business before, to jump in, and you know, we had the money to be able to buy our first one, and then we just followed the systems and the tools, and if you do that and you work hard, you know the likelihood is you're going to be successful, but there's no guarantees.
So even with a franchise, there is no guarantee you're going to be successful.
There's no guarantee. So you know, when you're investing $500,000 into a brand, you need to work your butt off, because you know you've got, oh, we call it hurt money in Australia. When you're putting hurt money into a business, you have to work hard. Otherwise, you can't feed your family.
Well, I've heard, and I imagine this is more of a North American statistic, Jimmy, but, I mean, people are investing in excess of $1 million to get into a McDonald's franchise. You may know closer numbers, please correct me, but one of the things with the McDonald's franchise is they tell you you're going to lose money the first year. And if you ran a real tight ship and everything went really good the second year, you know what, you might break even or turn a tiny profit. It's about 3 years out before you start seeing a profit. Is that realistic?
Oh, it is. Well, in Australia, I know McDonald's are now, you got to have $2 million in the bank before they'll even look at you now for a McDonald's. And I know with our first brand, we put in $500,000, and it was a pizza shop. We didn't make any money until 3 years in. So we kept our head above water, and it wasn't really till that the third year where we started to actually see a little bit of money come into the bank account. So to be honest, you're actually buying yourself a job with the opportunity to get ahead if you work hard. And our first, I mean, my first 3 years, I was doing 70 to 80 hours a week.
Wow. Wow. And, I mean, of course you were, because you invested $500,000. I mean, you didn't want to lose your investment. I mean, you were highly motivated. So, okay, I mean, Interesting. Now, what brought you into the network marketing industry?
I've been pitched a lot of network marketing companies, and I was never, me and Ben, I was never adverse to it. With my personality, I love talking to people, Warren. I love having fun, and I had a customer of mine through one of my coffee shops, Brett, that said that he was doing, I was sort of friends on Facebook, and he said, you know, I'd been watching it, and he'd lost a little bit of weight, and I said, mate, what's this thing you're doing? He said, oh, it's a health and wellness company, and, you know, there's a great business opportunity attached to it. And I said, hang on a minute, stop. I said, I'm not interested, but you know what, I'd had a bit of a health scare, and I said, I'll give it a go. So I was an easy sign up. I handed my credit card over, and I said, oh, and while you're there, order a box for my wife. And I didn't tell Bernadette. It's normally the other way around. It's normally the women that don't tell the husbands and tell the husbands that they're doing it. But in my case, I said to Bernadette, hey, you know, she rang me and she said, what have you been buying on eBay? Because I've been known to buy stuff on eBay. And I said, no, nothing, babe. And she says, well, there's these two brown boxes with Isagenics. And I said to her, no, babe, that's our food for the next 30 days. And to Burnett's credit, and thank God, she said, yep, okay, let's do it together. And we jumped on board. And, you know, in the first 30 days, I dropped nearly 18 kilos. I don't know what that is in pounds, but 18 kilos. And Bernadette had lost 9. And, you know, we felt amazing. But adding to that, a good mate of mine is Alan Hilsinger, and you know Alan well, Warren. I know he's been on the Take Action calls before. I actually met with Alan. He was the general manager of Gold Coast Basketball here in Australia, and I was actually the president of the association, and I met with Alan in his first 30 days about 4 times. And Alan never told me about it, about Isagenics. So I'm 2 weeks into my journey, and knowing Alan's personality and knowing how he just gets stuff, I rang him up and I said, Alan, mate, I've got an opportunity for you. It is amazing, mate. I'm on this stuff called Isagenics. And I heard him sigh. He said, oh, Jimmy, I'm already on it. I've been on it for 6 weeks. And I'm like, mate, why didn't you tell me about it?
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
I tell you what, that was probably one of Alan's biggest learning opportunities. It's these people that I included, hold like and respect, and just really respect their business acumen, that a lot of times we're afraid to approach. And I'd almost guarantee you that you came up in Alan's radar thinking, oh my goodness, I got to talk to Jimmy, but here you are, a very successful businessman. How do I tell him about this? And meanwhile, he could have just talked about the product and you would have said yes. And it's a great learn.
Yeah, and remember, I had no interest in doing the business because we were busy enough. So, we had a great product results, and people started asking what we were doing, and then it's really snowballed for there. And to be honest, hand on heart, it is the best thing that me and my wife have ever done, and we've done a lot of stuff together, and we are enjoying our journey for sure, and it's only just beginning because, you know, we have a 10-year mindset in network marketing. It took us really 10 years to be successful in the franchising industry, and we see the same with network marketing, 10 years of hard work, and we know that time freedom is that hopefully we're going to talk about later is going to be there.
No. Jimmy, with your dedication, I mean, you think about you were putting in 70 to 80 hours a week. I'll just ask this question. I know you went 5-star Golden Circle. You're earning in excess of $250,000 a year. You did that in your first 12 months. Honestly, how much time were you and Bernadette investing to create that?
Honestly, probably 10 to 12 hours. And, you know, 9 of them hours were Bernadette. I'm the franchising's really my thing. And network marketing was Bernadette's thing. But that's totally shifted now. We're both in 100% into network marketing. But, yeah, 10 to 12 hours a week. And I still pinch myself.
Okay, so, let's just go there. You still pinch yourself. What do you mean you still pinch yourself? What are you talking about there?
Well, you know, to earn, you know, and it's residual income, right? So, again, I get excited about residual income. I could go on holiday and the money's still going to come in, right? So it's residual, where if I shut my doors of my current franchise, I shut the doors for a week and I didn't open, I don't make any money, right? None. So you got to work for your dollar. I pinch myself that, you know, we're blessed that we've come into I think a great company. I think the best. And, you know, we get to help other people build their dreams as well as building our own. And you get to cheer them on. And you know, and the people that you meet, like if a coffee shop opened next to me, you think I'm going to go in there and go, hey, Warren, how are you? Is there anything I can do to help your business? There's no way in the world I would do that. I'm like, I'm going to work harder and I'm going to have better service and better product because I don't want you to be there in 12 months. I don't want you to be there in 6 months. Where in network marketing, the more that you help your people, the better that we all do, which is, again, it's just a different way. And I honestly believe it's a better way.
Oh, I have to agree with you. Well, then let's take a step back. And why don't we start off, first of all, Jimmy, sort of looking at some of the similarities between franchising, because I know a lot of people have considered trying to get a Subway franchise, a Pizza Hut franchise. I mean, there's so many of them, many coffee franchises. So what are some of the similarities that you've seen between franchising and network marketing?
Oh, for me, coming into network marketing, In my opinion, it's a franchise on steroids, right? Because the similarities between all the systems and tools are done for you, right? So you don't have to reinvent the wheel, and in one, you're not allowed to in franchising. It's duplicatable because if you and in Subway, you Subway as a brand, and you know that's worldwide. You get a ham and cheese sub in Australia; it's exactly the same as it is in Canada. So it's a system. So you feel really secure, you know, and it's brand recognition. So people go to Subway because they trust it. So the similarities that way is the word I'm looking for. Just again, systems and tools. If you do A, B, C, and D, it's the same in network marketing. If you keep duplicating the systems and tools, you're going to be successful. But there's no guarantees in either, right? It all comes back to what your work ethic is too.
Okay, so franchising has system and tools. You come in, you follow the system and tools, and 2 to 3 years, you start turning a profit. In network marketing, you come in, you follow the system and tools, And the reality is, this is a little difference, but I mean, you can start making money in your first 3 months, 6 months, whereas it could take 36 months in the franchising industry. Okay, I got it.
Well,
now, what about
it did. It took,
the differences? Okay, oh, sorry. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, it took me 3 years to actually be able to take money out, where in network marketing, it was 2 weeks in and we made money, and I'm like, really? Let's take that out of that wallet and put it in our bank. As it goes, it disappears, right? That was my thinking, because I didn't really understand it.
Got it. Okay, yes. And let me tell you, a lot of business people have, and professionals, like doctors. I have a doctor that absolutely wanted nothing to do with the business, and I convinced him to give me some referrals just because this is what my family does. And he said, sure. And he gave me a couple of referrals, and he ended up getting the PIBs, and all of a sudden, back then, he got sent a check. And he goes, Warren,
yeah,
what the heck's going on? I told you I don't want to do the business. How come Isagenix is sending me this money? And I said, well, hang on a second, doctor. You referred a couple of people to me. I've been taking care of them, and you got a check because of that. And he goes, really? I go, if you don't like that, you know what? I'll swing over to your place and you can just sign it and give it to me. I'll come get it right now. And he went, no. And I said, like, if you want to have more checks continue to come to you, well, why don't you just refer me a few more people? And he goes, really? Yeah. And I go, yeah. And he was just shocked that I would be willing to, in essence, do all the work, but he was just given some referrals, and all of a sudden I was helping him build his business. I mean, for some professionals, Jimmy, they just struggle with the concept of this industry. I mean, it's pretty incredible.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. Now, what about some of the differences? You talked about the similarities, right? Tools and systems, and if you follow it and you put in the effort and the time, you get rewarded. What are some of the major differences that you're seeing between franchising and network marketing?
I'm going to laugh because there's so many similarities, but the difference is, you know, is the initial investment. Like, you know, you're looking anywhere between $500,000 to $1 million to $2 million to get into a brand. So there's one that's pretty big. There's a big difference right there. And another one is like staff, employees. Like, you know, employees are building my dreams, and they can never out earn me, right? Where in network marketing, the, you know, people can come in 2.5 years after what me and Bernadette have and get to work, and we help them build their dreams, and they can actually out earn me, which is, I mean, I'm cheering that on. I hope that happens, because so there's another big difference. Another difference is your overheads. Like, you know, I've got a store that turns over multiple seven figures, yet multiple seven figures are also my overheads. So it's amazing. You know, another big difference is the turnover versus what you outlay to get that. And, you know, my phone doesn't stop. Like, I've only got one store now, and I'm still on call 24/7. So where, you know, with network marketing, if you want to have a week off, I don't know why you would, but if you want to have a week off and go somewhere, it's okay. You can turn your phone off and you can enjoy your vacation or your holiday with your family, and you can live and really enjoy. I can't do that with my traditional franchise.
You're literally always on call. And the other thing, when you talk about employees, traditionally a lot of these franchising businesses are hiring young students. So it's not as if you're hiring someone that's mature, that has been in the work industry, and that you're taking young kids, runny noses, that probably don't have the best work ethic. And guess what? You're responsible for training them and bringing them up to speed. Would that not be correct?
Oh, exactly. And look, I'm a little bit lucky there because I have had a lot of experience with staff. I mean, I've got a balance. So, like, Oh, I've got a lot of mums that work for me because, you know, mums just get it done. They just know how to do it, right, because they've done it. So, but you're right, and you're responsible for you know, the 14 and 15-year-old, you know, kids that are in your workplace, and you got a duty of care, and you're right, you've got to teach them. And, you know, as a business owner, I'm a marketer, I'm a psychologist, I'm a banker, I'm a procurement officer, because you've got to do so many different things to keep your team happy.
Yeah.
There's a big difference there.
Huge, absolutely. And I loved your point where your employees that are, say, serving coffee or serving pizza, whatever it may be, making pizza, the reality is, they're never going to out-earn you. I mean, you can't afford to be paying someone $30 or $40 an hour. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. Typically, at least in North America, you're generally paying people that are working for you in the franchise industry minimum wage. You're not far above it. Whereas, as you mentioned, and I love this point, in network marketing, someone could join you in Bernadette 2.5 years from now and actually out-earn you. And some of you may be going, oh, come on, how is that even possible? Well, let me tell you, I have in my organization three individuals that actually out-earn me. They came in years after me and they out-earn me. Now, what you said, you hope that happens, and most professional networkers want that to happen, because that means that your business has become so secure. You have people that want it more than you do. I mean, they want it so bad that it doesn't matter what happens to you and I, Jimmy, they're continuing to work. They're continuing to build. And when you have these people that rise up, it secures Arlene's and my future. I mean, it's so incredible. Because of their desire, they have secured Arlene's and my future to the point where, as you said, we can travel the world. We can go anywhere we want, stay as long as we want. It doesn't matter, because every week we get that paycheck. And it's pretty exciting when that happens, let me tell you.
Yeah, and it's very exciting. And again, with franchising, I have like my current brand. I mean, I have a 7-year franchise agreement. So in 7 years' time, they come and they look right through my business and they go, okay, we'll give you another 7 years, or no, we won't. Right? So there's another big difference right there, which
wow.
is huge.
So you're sort of locked in for 7 years, but at the end of 7 years, you could lose your franchise.
Yeah, well, you could, but, you know, again, you would have to do a lot of things wrong for that to happen, but you've still got to go and pay for another 7-year or 10-year franchise agreement, and you've still got to, you know, then if you still have finance, go to the banks, here's the new franchise agreement. It's not like you've bought it and you've got it forever. You don't have to adhere to anything. You know the franchisor is your boss. So there's another difference there, and you're right. Like you said, you've got people in your organization that are out earning you, and your business is so solid, Warren. I look forward to the day that happens to me and Bernadette, and it will. Like I said, we've come in with a 10-year mindset of building a legacy company for our family. And you know, we're excited.
Oh, let me tell you, I'm excited for you. And again, I really want to point out just a golden nugget that Jimmy just shared. He came in with a 10-year mindset. Okay, they joined the franchise industry saying, okay, we're gonna give it our all. We're gonna apply ourselves. You heard him, 70 to 80 hours a week. And now, yeah, he's been successful, but they came in with a 10-year mindset. He's coming into network marketing with the same 10-year mindset with Bernadette, and already in 12 months, $250,000 a year. I'll tell you right now, I'll give you a prediction. You're going to be a multiple seven-figure earner in this industry should you continue to do what you're currently doing. Okay, because those activities, and if you remain focused and consistent and you can hold yourself to that for a 10-year period, let me tell you, Jimmy, the world's your oyster. It really is, my friend.
Yeah, and look, honestly, you know, we're excited. And we had three of the one brand when we come into it. We've now got one of the brands that we got left. Me and Ben had a conversation the other day that, you know, we're thinking about selling it. Now, we sold one of our brands for a seven figure about a year ago, right? And
yep.
the guy that bought it, and this is the, for me, that really sunk home that we're in the right place. The guy that bought it, I'm going to out earn him with my network marketing business than what he can ever earn in his shop that he bought. So I can earn more than what he's paid for over $1 million for. I'm going to earn more probably this year, to be honest. I'll earn more than what he can.
My head. I'm going, are you kidding me? He invested $1 million. You invested $600 to get into this particular network marketing company, and you're going to out earn him. I mean, guys,
yeah, this year I will.
This is the opportunity of this profession, this industry. Again, we're talking about an industry that is bigger than Hollywood. Hollywood's about 88, call it 90 billion a year. Network marketing is right around $200 billion a year globally. I mean, that's what you have the opportunity to be part of, and it's our responsibility as leadership in the industry to get the word out there, to share what's possible. But I want to come back to at the very beginning, because you didn't join because of the opportunity, the financial and time freedom. You joined because of the products. And I know 18 kilos down in your initial 30 days, I mean, you're talking about close to 40 pounds in 30 days. Let me tell you, I'm sure you got excited. But where was the turning point where all of a sudden you and Bernadette thought, oh my goodness, there's a business opportunity here? What switched you from a product user to a business builder?
Well, I mean, my personality is I'm someone that says it how it is. It's either a good brand or it's not a good brand. It either works or it doesn't. So, you know, we got the results, right? And we thought, what's in this? You know, we then did our due diligence on the company, because being a traditional business owner, when you're going to invest $500,000 or $1 million into business, we check the founders out. We do our due diligence.
So tell us a little bit about that, because I think this is important. What were some of the things, as a successful franchisor or franchisee, what were some of the things that you were looking for when you were checking out Isagenix?
Well, we did our research on sort of Jim, Kathy, and John Anderson. So, you know, we love the fact that Jim is, you know, one of the best, if not the best, in his field of compensation plans. We know Kathy had taken herself to number one income earner in three other network marketing companies. So again, probably one of the best in the industry. And we knew John Anderson was known as the mineral man. So again, probably the best in his industry. So we thought, well, there's three big ticks. You got three of the best people in the world in their industry. So one, that was good. Then we took ourselves to an event 6 weeks in. We went down to an ICU uni in Sydney. And, you know, we had Jen and Jono Patch from Australia talking. We seen Peter Kelly speak. We've seen, you know, Paul and Suzanne Skillen, who are another Isagenix millionaires, Nat Cook, an Olympian. So we thought, you know what, they've got the people that they attract to the company are amazing, just normal people like us, but that are doing extraordinary things. So we love the founders. We love the people and the culture that we're in the business. We're already 100%. Certain on the products because we'd had the results. And then we started to look into network marketing a little bit more, and we compared it to some other network marketings, like we do when we buy a brand. We compare that brand to another, like you compare McDonald's to Burger King. You know, what's a better brand? And we looked at some other network marketing companies, and you know, in our opinion, in being, you know, I call it as we're rookies in network marketing because we've been in 2.5 years. So we had a look at it, and it just ticked all the boxes for us. So that's when we thought, you know what, there's really something in this. And we'd been paid, right? So we were 6 weeks in, and we'd already made money, where it took us 3 years in our first brand before we really seen any.
Wow. So huge takeaway. One, you got to get your people that you're sharing Isagenix with. Don't just enroll them and forget about them. Okay. And I get it. I'm speaking to myself right now because you know what? Life does get busy. Especially if you have kids, you have another business. I mean, life gets busy. I understand that. But you heard Jimmy's and Bernadette's point. They had a tremendous product experience. So that's takeaway number one. Make sure the people you're sharing Isagenix with are getting a great experience. Introduce them to some other people. If you're really busy, allow your teammates to help support them. Okay, two, Jimmy got them, like Jimmy was taken to an event. He got to an Isagenix university. And that's so huge because what happened there is he saw the bigger picture. He really saw what this was about, how large the opportunity really was. And then three, he was already starting to make money in 6 weeks, where it took him 3 years to start making money. So, I mean, those are some massive takeaways. And then, Jimmy, you went on, and you said this earlier in the call, and I want to sort of delve into it a little bit. I mean, let me tell you, I would think the majority of our listeners, me included, because it took me 3 years to hit 5-star. You did it in 12 months. So let me tell you, I would have rather done it in 12 months than 5 years. So you were saying that you and Bernadette were putting in 10 to 12 hours a week as you were managing these franchises, yet in 12 months you got to 5-star. How the heck did you guys do that?
Well, we held a launch party for the first, we probably 2 weeks in, 3 weeks in before we thought, okay, let's, you know, people started asking us, we better find out about the business. So once we made that decision that we were going to share it, because people were asking, we held a launch party at our house every Wednesday, no matter what, for the first three to four months. It was religious launch party, launch party, launch party. And you know, I remember the first three launch parties we had, no one turned up other than the people that had already said yes to us. So what we did is from our franchising background, systems and tools, we just did a bit of training on that. Look, this is what you say. This is what they give you. This is where you should be going to isagenixbusiness.com. This is start here. So we just turned into trainings. And then what happened is a couple of people would come and then they would sign. And then the next week they would bring people back. And it just grew from there. But launch parties was a big, big key for me and Bernadette. But my personality is like when I believe in something, I'm like a few of my friends have said, mate, give me a credit card and thank me later. Right? That was some of my initial conversations, and then people are still in the business today and they do thank me, which is awesome. But you know, having 100% belief in the products, because it all starts with the products, Warren. It does. That's our secret, is you put it in your mouth and you eat it. And I heard Jimmy Smith say that at an event. Yeah, well, you want to know the secret? Put it in your mouth and eat it, and the rest will come. So, but launch parties, mate.
Launch parties really drove your business, absolutely. And not just for you. I mean, many individuals around the globe. I know people in the United States, Canada, New Zealand. I mean, it doesn't matter where, Mexico, where launch parties are a powerful way. And I think what one of the cool things that you mentioned is you're getting people in, they're getting great results, and you're encouraging them to show up and bring their friends so they can learn what's going on. And that's certainly a strategy that works incredibly well. So I love that. Now, another thing that you mentioned on, I guess at your peak, as you said, you were running six different franchises as far as brands. You had over 300 employees, and you guys were making some good money at this point, were you not?
Oh, mate, life was great. Honestly, we were comfortable. We could, you know, we could take our kids to school and we could pick them up, and if it was a sport event on, we could go. We used to go on holidays, but only for a few days because of we had lots of businesses.
Yeah, okay,
to run on.
You were doing really well, I guess, in a sense that a lot of people would look at you and you were financially free. I mean, you guys were making great money.
Yeah,
however, there is this aspect of financial freedom versus true time freedom. And because I know you, we've had conversations in the past, and here you are, 300 employees, and you want to take off with your wife and or your family for a couple of weeks. How realistic was that? Like, could you really take off for 2 weeks?
No, we couldn't. And you know, I had a friend's wedding in Hawaii that we went to, and a bus had driven through one of the shops. So you know, we cut the had he got married, and I literally had to cut the trip short to come home and sort it out. So we had no real life balance. So that's why we'd sold a lot of the businesses, and we just went down to the one brand having three shops before Isagenix, because we were looking. Financially, we're okay. We were looking for the time freedom, Warren. And you know, even you know, I'm thinking about selling the shop that I've got now because I want more time freedom. And you know, Isagenix is network marketing has really opened my eyes up to the possibilities of you know, living that ideal life. You know, living with the abundance mindset of I went to a David Wood event 6 weeks ago, and David said, you know, he'd ring me up and go, "Hey Jimmy, let's go to Spain or Greece." And I go, "Well, hey, why don't we go to both?" Right. So that's the time freedom that I want, and that's the time freedom that I know network marketing can give our family.
And now, okay, got it. Completely agree with you. But I want to delve a little bit deeper because, come on, you have 300 employees. You must have some managers, supervisors, different things like that. I mean, you couldn't take off to Thailand for 2 weeks. Like, what would that look like? If you went for 2 weeks to Thailand, I mean, with 300 employees, like, couldn't you just go?
No, mate, because you could, but you wouldn't have a holiday because your phone wouldn't stop ringing. I could not turn my phone off. Honestly, my phone would ring. You know, again, we had some businesses that were, you know, trading late at night, open early in the morning. And you know, in the food industry that we're in, you know, you did 80% of your turnover in 20% of your time. So there was always something going on. I couldn't turn my phone off. We couldn't go away and actually switch off and enjoy a holiday. That's honestly,
wow.
We lived on the Gold Coast, and we would go and have a holiday on the Gold Coast. We would go and stay in a hotel 5 miles from our house because it was easier. So it was like a holiday for the kids, but I could go to any of the businesses or answer the phone. So that was our holiday.
Oh man. And I mean, this is a real interesting perspective because I can remember a trip to Hawaii Arlene and I took, and we met up with friends, and he runs a pretty successful construction company. And I think he was there for a week, maybe 2 weeks. I'm not sure exactly how long he was there. And I can remember we're on the beach, the kids are playing boogie boarding on the beach, and I ended up taking a call. I did a three-way call, and I actually helped him roll a police officer for someone. I remember it. And I came back down, and I sat down, and my buddy goes, "Oh, Warren," he goes, "I would hate to have the job that you have. Just absolutely hate it." And I'm looking at him, I'm going, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "Here we are on the beach playing with our kids, and you're having to take this call." And I'm thinking, oh, man, you don't get it. Bill, you don't get it. Because what he didn't see was the rest of the 24 hours of my day. I might have, I'll go away for a month at a time. And you know what? I mean, if I'm out surfing with my boys, if I'm out boogie boarding with my boys, I don't answer my phone. But if I'm lying on the beach and someone calls, I mean, I don't have a problem having a 15 or 20 minute conversation, help enroll someone, and then go back to enjoying the beach. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, he could take 1 week, maybe 2 weeks away from his construction company, but let me tell you, he was checking in also with his head guy. Whereas in network marketing, we really don't have employees. We have a lot of team members that we support and encourage, but the fact is once you build your business up to a level where you are already, I mean, 250,000 is spectacular, all of a sudden you can go away because you can be away for 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and every Monday they deposit the money in your bank account, which is so incredibly powerful.
And look, we don't see network marketing as a job, and you know, it's okay for us to say that because we're financially we're okay. But we now, again, going to an event 6 weeks ago, I had a shift at a David Woods event, and you know, we were doing Isagenix even part time 6 weeks ago. We are now in treating it as a $1 million business, so we are now doing 30 to 40 hours a week on it. I'm not doing 80 because I've been there and I've done that, but we're doing 30 to 40 hours a week on our Isagenix business because we know the work that we do now. We know in, you know, 7.5 years when we're 10 years in that we're going to be okay. You know, we're going to be even more successful than what we are now. And we're going to bring a lot of friends and family along the journey, which is, for me, is the best thing about it.
Wow. Wow. And that's true. You do get to bring your friends along. And I can tell you, from my 12 years in this industry, I'll say my best friends predominantly are all from this industry. Not necessarily all in the same company I'm in, because I know some people in other companies that we're good friends with, but it's amazing, just the personal growth and how you can bring people along. It's pretty cool. So yeah, you hinted at this before, where, and what you didn't say, and Jimmy's being very humble, is his remaining franchise that he owns is the number one franchise, grossing franchise, like money in his pocket, in all of Australia. He has a franchise that's crushing it, okay? The franchise, number one. And you heard him on the call. Jimmy and Bernadette are thinking of selling it, where you got to think, oh, my goodness, are you crazy? And I guess my final question for you, Jimmy, is, like, I mean, how large is this opportunity with network marketing? I mean, because obviously you see something in the future that just smokes what you're currently doing. Otherwise, you'd never even consider giving up that franchise. I mean, for anyone else in that industry, I mean, it's a gold mine, and you're thinking about letting it go because you see something bigger and better. What do you see?
Oh, honestly, the world is our oyster. Like, I love the business that I've got. It is a great business, and I'm lucky now with my experience where I'm not, like, I don't work in the store anymore because I do have a really good crew. But like yesterday, we flew to Sydney to do some training with some team down there, and one, we could go down there, and two, we come back, our plane was delayed for 7 hours. So, you know, we hadn't paid wages. We normally pay wages at 10 o'clock. We hadn't paid wages by 8 o'clock, and we're getting messages, oh, I haven't been paid. Where's my money? And I had to say, well, look, you know, our plane's delayed, and so we paid it last night. But with network marketing, we can work anywhere we want, and we can help change the blueprint of families' lives, and like, you know, families in Australia, there's a lot of people that are a week away from divorce, or a week away from being, you know, the banks taking their house off them. Where network marketing, if you get it and you do the do and you follow the systems and the tools of the company that you're involved in, you will be successful. But you have to work. But it's different work to owning a business. Like, it's more empowering because you are building other people's dreams by helping them do the same as what you're doing. Where in my other business, you can't do that. And then I've got to pay 10% of my net turnover. I've got to, every week I give out to the franchisor. I've got to pay, you know, my electricity every quarter, my rent every month, my, you know, my suppliers either weekly, fortnightly, or monthly. So there's always something to do in the traditional business. Where in network marketing, you can choose the pace that you run at. That's for me the big difference is you can choose the pace that you want to go with. And my thing is, why wouldn't we work 30, 40 hours a week in network marketing? If we've made $250,000 in our first 12 months doing 10 to 12 hours, what's it going to be next year with us doing 30 to 40 hours a week? The opportunity is endless.
It is.
I still pinch myself. Every morning I get up and I pinch myself, and I'm thankful that I said yes. I really, really am.
Well, I am thankful you've said yes, because you're such a blessing to the industry. Because it's so powerful when you have, be it individuals like, say, the David Jokes of the world, like professional bodybuilders that are in the fitness world for years and years, and they just get it. And they come into this industry, especially with our products, and they speak so highly, and they go, guys, you don't get it. Like to be a trainer, to own a gym, you got to take a serious look at that. And now you, I mean, we have doctors that'll talk like that. Now you, coming as a professional franchisee, owner, again, 300 employees, and you're looking at this and going, oh my goodness, it's 10 times the opportunity. I mean, that's so powerful. So Jimmy, I just want to wish you and Bernadette like continued success. You guys are changing lives every day, and I just feel blessed to be part of it. So thank you so much.
No, and thank you, Warren, for having me on the call. I was honored that you asked me. And look, one of the other greatest things about network marketing is the friends and the people that you get to meet along the way. We, like you, we've met some of our best friends through this business, and you know, we look forward to collecting a lot more good friends along the way, so I do appreciate it.
Absolutely. And again, everyone that's listening in, I know, Jimmy, we're going to have like 2,000 to 4,000 listeners. If you want to get a copy of this recording, there's three ways to do it. You can go to the takeactionteam.com. You can subscribe to the team emails, and basically what will happen is Katie will send you out the recorded call every week. Two, you can go to Podomatic, and you can follow Take Action Team, and you'll get the recordings there. You can download them onto your phone as you're working out, going for a walk. You can listen to the calls. And then three, you can go to Take Action Team in Facebook, join that group, and the calls get posted there. So those are the three ways. Let me tell you, Jimmy, I guarantee you I'm going to have some other franchise owners and franchisees listen to this call, because you certainly shared an interesting perspective between franchising and network marketing. And again, I just so want to thank you for your time and continued success, and I can't wait to see you at Summer Kickoff down in Australia.
I'll see you in Vegas in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, Vegas celebration, baby. Yeah. Again, celebration couple weeks away. If you have not got your ticket yet, there's still tickets available. Make sure any of you that do have tickets, transfer them to team members so that you have more team there. That's the biggest regret that'll come up again and again, is that, oh, I wish I would have brought so-and-so. I wish so-and-so would have been there. So get your team members to celebration. And we'll talk to you again soon. Good night, everyone. And again, Jimmy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Matt.